Come to her. We don't have a, we don't have anything on here yet, just to... Members, please indicate their presence by voting. Madam Clerk.
34 members present.
You have a quorum to conduct business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, may the general reflect that Representative Foster and Wyrock have been previously excused from the call of the House.
Objection. Those members will be shown as excused. Okay, we have a little bit of a change here. Leading the invocation today is Anna Sutton, who's a page, and she's over here on my right. And she is going to play us a little little tune. So if members would rise for that. You may recognize what it is. God, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd ask that that most beautiful music and prayer in the form of music be spread across the journal.
If we can figure out how to do it, we'll spread those wonderful tunes across the journal. Madam Clerk, would you certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 29th day of the second special session.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the 29th day of the second special session be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, then the journal, as presented by the Chief Clerk, will be certified. Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I move to go down to reports from special committees.
Without objection, we'll roll down the calendar to reports of special committees. Madam Clerk, do you have any reports from special committees?
Yes. The Conference Committee considering CSSB 2001 Finn and House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 2001 Finn AMH has failed to come to agreement on the specific points listed and respectfully requests limited powers of free conference on these points.
Without objection, I give and grant powers of limited free conference to the conferees on the points indicated in their letter.
The Conference Committee with limited powers of free conference considering CS for Senate Bill Number 2001 Finance and House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 2001 Finance, amended House with the same title, recommends the Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 2001 be adopted with the same title as both the Senate and House versions, attaches a previous zero fiscal note and a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Representative Samuels, Chair, Kelly Kurtula, Senator Stedman, Chair, and Senators Huggins and French.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move that the House adopt the Conference Committee report for Senate Bill 2001, thus adopting the Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 2001.
Brief at ease.
Speaker, I place a call on the House.
There's a call placed on the House. We're waiting for the call to be satisfied. Is there any debate on the motion? Representative Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative from Juneau, the representative from Anchorage, and myself met with the conference committee over the last couple of days and just finished. And met with the team from the other side, and we were able to work through quite quickly most of the issues on the list of differences between the two bodies, and ended up with three areas of significant difference, and one area which is just a tax rate default for the loss carry forward. At the end of the day, we were able to get the House language on all of the items, which resulted in things such as some cleanup language, some corrective language, moving back to having a limit so that only the smaller producers were able to take advantage of the credits, and such things as that were taken care of using the House language. We also fixed the, were able to take care of getting the GRE out, they agreed to that, and to taking care of the small producers with what amounted to an additional credit up to $6 million. So all of those items were settled out of the 10 items that ended up on the differences list in favor of the House version. Then that left us with the issue on the tax rate, which in the House bill was 22.5, in the Senate bill was 22.5, and in the House bill was 23.5. So we had a 1 full point difference. We settled that at 22.8. The bodies agreed on that. We Senate did not have a floor rate. The House had passed a 4% floor rate. We had quite a bit of difficulty with that, but in the end, we settled on a 3% floor rate. We had a difference on the progressivity, although it was an issue during the conference committee settlement discussions. There was no movement in the trigger point. It stayed at 35, although the discussion from the other side was to move it to 40. So that stayed in place, so the trigger still is at 35, which is about 50 gross. On the progressivity slope, the Senate version was 0.001. The House was 0.0025. A lot of work in that section, a lot of taking breaks and coming back. But in the end, what we ended up doing was settling down the middle on the progressivity feature, and in the on the tax rate, where we have to have a rate for the loss carry forward provision, we settled on the 22.8 rate to comply with that as the general tax rate. So we had some could argue quite a difference between the two bills, and others could argue we were with fairly, closer together than others argued. But in the end, what we ended up doing was coming pretty close to the middle of the distance between the two, with some extra concession by 2 points on the rate to the 22.8 instead of a 23, which would be a center point. And that was it was several things, a combination of signing on off on all of the other issues that we had on the issues mm-hmm. list, but also focused quite a bit on the tax floor rate. So, Mr. Speaker, there'll be some folks that what we call the 25 crowd, I think, has been referred to over the year. They're not going to be perfectly happy with this. We've got folks in the 20 crowd that are not going to be tickled with it. And we've got a bunch of folks in the middle. We've got the interests of the administration and the oil companies. They've got a position in this. This has been a big struggle for both of the bodies to come to the right number. I believe that the committee worked hard. They worked civilly, came close a time or two, but worked civilly. And so I think I would ask my colleagues if they have any additional comments at this point. But, Mr. Speaker, I would ask that the body support the compromise worked out in the conference committee. And thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other debate? You ready for the question? Representative Lynn?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, thank you. By nature, Mr. Speaker, I'm the kind of person who doesn't like a compromise. We've probably seen that in the past. I personally think that 22.8 is too high a rate for what we want to accomplish. A lot of people in my district work for the oil industry, but on the other hand, a lot of people in the district do not work for the oil industry. The fact is, perfection can be the enemy of progress. I think it's time to replace the elf with something to bring it into reality. Some of my colleagues, as we said a moment ago, will vote no because they think the rate is too high. Others are going to vote no because they think it's too low. And that sounds to me like the makings of some kind of a compromise. As a matter of fact, just a few days ago, I forget how long it was, my colleague, I think District 32, said we don't know what the tax rate ought to be now. We probably won't know for another 5, 10, 15, 20 years, who knows what, because hindsight is always better than foresight. But I am, in fact, going to vote yes on this because I think the conference report is a reasonable, uncomfortable compromise between the high and the low, and most importantly, I think it moves the process toward the gas line we all hope for forward by putting this into place, and I'm a yes vote, although I hope I'm voting correctly.
Other debate? Ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt the Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 2001? Members, please vote. Representative Salmon? Madam Clerk, would you please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
13 yeas, 25 nays.
And so the vote of 13 yeas and 25 nays, the House has failed to adopt the Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 2001. Representative Berkowitz. Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we adjourn sine die.
Hearing no objection, we adjourn sine die.